Welcome to Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. A big welcome to new listeners and a great big welcome to those who continue for more. My apology on the delay of this episode, 7, one bite at a time. Unfortunately, I've been dealing with a shoulder problem, and since I write all my own content and type it and edit my videos and so on and so forth, it's caused a little bit of a delay in getting this episode out. Nonetheless, here we are, and on with the show. Holy crap. Life can be challenging with all the things that keep coming our way. On the one hand, we have the demands of our jobs, school, home life, relationships, and so much more. All the while, trying to have a prosperous life where we can work towards our challenges and our goals, and overcoming both of them. And heck, maybe even having fun along the way. If you think about it this way, you just might be able to get things done. Well, what is this thing? We cannot consume our entire breakfast, lunch, or dinner in one gulp. It's not healthy, let alone safe. It has to be one bite at a time. Another analogy, not probably the greatest, but if you think about this, we can eat a full-grown elephant. Can we do it in one sitting? Of course not. Again, it's one bite at a time. And if you think about it another way, a puzzle is also one piece at a time. And that's the way life is, especially when you have overwhelming and all-consuming types of projects, challenges, or goals. You have to think about it again, one bite at a time. So what to do? In this episode, we will dive into how it is we can take lofty goals and challenges to break them down into bite-sized chunks so that the overwhelmingness of life does not stop us from still accomplishing our goals and overcoming our challenges. Are you hungry? I am. I'm Jonah. I'm your person. Let's get to it. When I was much younger than I am today, I had no problem accomplishing tasks each day to accomplish goals each week, month, and year. I didn't necessarily have some magical plan. However, today as an adult, I understand one big thing, and that is I have much more to deal with than when I was in my teens or early 20s. I think to some degree that's a given, but I didn't think about it that way, and many of you that are listening might feel the same way. Somewhere in that time frame, I missed something. Meaning, as I got older, I became less aware of how to tackle bigger, lofty goals properly. Therefore, less goals got accomplished and some challenges started to pile up. I became frustrated, angry, and felt defeated often. I mean, I was handling challenges and met some goals, but it was more out of necessity than it was to get ahead. It took several years of research, soul searching, planning, and implementing that then I got to a place where I could start accomplishing goals again with the right mindset and tools. Then, of course, that provided more choices and ultimately better decisions. I just had an epiphany that I didn't put something here in the content that is the premise and the foundation of this podcast. The one thing I left out here was that there were so many times that, although I'm a positive person, I was frustrated. I was resentful. I had all sorts of negative feelings, even knowing that when I had something that needed to be done, it was going to happen no matter what. And so I went into those challenges and even setting those goals with a bad mindset. I was choosing to be negative. The thing is, I didn't know that I was choosing back then. Today, I think about it and I know that I was choosing it. And just like we choose our behaviors today. But I was just on the the really bad side of negativity. And what I realized was that I do have a choice. I can go into it with this huge negative thought process, or, easier said than done, I could change my mindset and say, fine, challenge accepted. I'm going to do this. I've got this. I've done a little bit before, or I've done this before. I know I can accomplish it. Why not go into it with a positive set of behaviors? I usually end the show in that way, but this point is super important. And so once again, this process of one bite at a time is often used to convey the idea of breaking down a large or daunting task into smaller, more manageable parts. Like I said, just as you eat a meal one bite at a time, you tackle a project or goal by focusing on individual steps or components, making the overall task less overwhelming and more achievable. It emphasizes the importance of patience, persistence, and taking consistent action towards larger objectives. Let me share with you the importance of breaking down big goals into smaller, manageable tasks. Remember, one bite at a time. I'm going to call these next pieces segments, and then they have sub-segments, and I'm just going to count one through whatever the number is. But let's just go ahead and start with some common challenges of feeling overwhelmed when faced with big goals, big tasks, big challenges. One, stress, tension, unnecessary anxiety, and the heaps of other unwanted stressors tend to pop up all over the place. If you want to get better at your choices and decisions, listen to the shows that talk about decisions and choices to help you get better and better at making these choices and decisions, because a lot of the stress and tension we're going through, sometimes it's brought on ourselves. And once again, I don't want to sound self-righteous. However, the more you practice about keeping those certain stressors out of your life, life does get easier, okay? You just have to practice and practice and practice. Number two, there is a higher level of failure or giving up. I hate to use that word failure, but because so many people use it against themselves and they don't have to. Nonetheless, I'm going to use it here. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of the unnecessary things that we're allowing into our lives. And so then point to number two or number one about good choices, good decisions. So yes, you're not going to be able to get everything out of your life that's stressful because you can't control the decisions or choices of other people or things that happen. But what you can control. Number three, there is a higher likelihood that goals and challenges will not be achieved or brought to the finish line if all the unnecessaries overshadow or overwhelm you. Stay away from all of this. I'm not saying avoid it in a way that it's more about denial, but when things come your way, don't let them fester. Take care of them, get them done, finished, whatever the case might be. But then on the other hand, avoid those sorts of things. I've had some friends in my life that when I've hung out with them, they tend to attract negativity. Once again, I'm not trying to sound self-righteous because I'm sure there are some things I've done in my life that have attracted negativity. The point is not to be perfect, okay? The point is to minimize the amount of stress that you allow into your life. Once again, that you allow into your life, okay? So number four, there are so many negatives about allowing oneself to be overwhelmed. You, for one, it could take a negative turn on your health. It's just not worth it. And last but not least, number five, remember, most times there are no accidents about the unnecessaries. Why? As I mentioned just a moment ago, because it's about choice and decisions. Referred to episode 2 on choice, as I mentioned, and episode 5 on decision. I'm always going to do that because if you had not listened to all the shows, each one of them kind of ties in with each other. Okay. You need to convince yourself that you have the power to stay in control of your choices, your decisions, and your life as a whole. I know it's easier said than done, but you can do it. I've done it. Thousands, millions have done it, okay? Remember, one bite at a time. Segment 2. Let's talk now about the power of small steps. By the way, episode 8 is supposed to be on baby steps and the concept of baby steps, and very similar to one bite at a time, with the exception of the thought process of we had to crawl before we walked and we had to walk before we ran. There are psychological benefits of breaking tasks down into smaller chunks. The mind is a very powerful thing that can be used for positive power or negative and destructive activities. If you've ever had the experience of watching a baby take its first crawl, the joy and what I would call the unbridled energy and happiness that one gets to see, the gasp in my lungs that I'm watching a miracle happen, as I considered it. And when I first saw my son walk for the first time, of which I did get video, I was so overwhelmed, and I'd never seen anything like that in my life. And so just like a baby takes its first steps, the power of small steps is just that. We've got to start somewhere, which again alludes to we have to take one bite of a sandwich rather than wolfing it down. I mean, you probably couldn't fit it in your mouth. And so this show is about really drilling in to your minds how important it is, how powerful it is of the small steps, of the baby steps, or the one bite at a time. There is nothing like watching my son walk for the first time. As a dad, it was one of the greatest things I got to witness and experience in my life. It gave me hope for my own aspirations, and it was definitely a day of celebration, and we celebrated. I'm saying that not to focus on my personal life experience, but that even if you take one bite at a time, or you take one step at a time, or you build that puzzle one piece at a time, celebrate. Celebrate each step of the way. Okay? That's why all of this ties right in. If you wait till the very end to celebrate, if that end is a year, 2 years, 6 months, for goodness sakes, you may get burned out. You may lose the passion. So remember to celebrate along the way. If you've ever experienced or had the experience of watching a baby take its first steps, like first crawling, once again, the experience and energy and feeling of watching yet another miracle had positive and overwhelming effects on me. The point is I kind of wrapped it up a few seconds ago, and as I read my content, I feel as if I'm repeating myself, but it's worth repeating. The point is baby steps matter and must happen before the bigger leaps and bounds can happen. And in doing so, we must continue to also celebrate. See, I should have just went with that. But here's the point, though. We deserve to be happy along the way. Did you catch that? Happiness along the way, not just at the finish line. I know I repeated myself like 3 times in one paragraph, but at this juncture, I don't care. If you walk away from the show and you take nothing away but that about baby steps and celebrating and being happy and not waiting to the finish line, well, then it was worth the repetition. Segment 3. I call this one Practical Strategies. Let's now talk about tips and strategies on how to apply the one bite at a time approach in our own lives. We have to build practical, healthy habits. One concept is starting with the end in mind. It's kind of like a roadmap where you go on your travel apps and, you know, you put in where you're going. It gives you that line, might even tell you about traffic, you know, stops along the way, food, etc. And you know that in your 200-mile trip, you're going to need fuel at 150 miles or whatever. You're going to want to eat, and you know your map's pointing these things out. If you didn't have any of that in front of you, starting with the end in mind, knowing that you're going to hit milestones along the way, you might get lost. You might run out of gas. There's all these negative things that happen based on your decisions. So once again, starting with the end in mind, that's A. Letter B. We must stay motivated. Yes, there may be days when you just don't want to continue in any format. There may be days where you're on the verge of burning out. Heck, you may actually burn out. Don't fall for the trap that burnout means you stop, though. Just regroup, gather your wits about you, take a deep breath, and know you've got to get to the finish line. It just means that you're in a place right now in this moment. And you need to decide to wake up, get up, stand up, and put your best foot forward and get back to the challenge accepted mentality. Letter C, we must stay focused. Having a plan, starting with the end in mind, knowing what your roadmap is, will and should get you and keep you focused till the end. D, we must track progress. In another episode, I talked about scoreboards and how sports teams, you know, keep track of not just the score and the errors and the bases hit, but there's a lot of other statistics behind the scenes that help for these organizations, these sports teams, to track progress. Therefore, they use that data to get better. And there are milestones that we must see using this tracking system and use as a stepping stone for what comes next and how to predict what the next step is going to be. Segment 4. I called this one success stories. I think this is probably one of my favorites because it's that time when we can recognize that we have accomplished something, whether it be a baby step or a very large leap or bound. We have to find the satisfaction and sense of accomplishment in the things that we do and those milestones along the way. And that's why it's so important to have this sort of roadmap, because each bite is satisfaction, right? I've had some of the best pastrami sandwiches and I could take one bite and I'd be done because it was that good. And in a sense, I celebrate it. And it's important because we call that winning. The wins may be small. Of course, they may be large, but you're going to have everything in between. A win is a win is a win. And if you don't recognize when you're winning, you may burn out. You may lose the passion and all those other negative things that happen when we're not making the right choices or decisions. I'm saying it in this way because I want you to feel the same happiness that I feel and that so many other people feel because they practice these things. And the success stories are so important, even if you're just telling them or recognizing them to yourself. And as I mentioned, stepping stones and key points are very important to accomplishing your goals and overcoming challenges. Knowing this and applying it are super critical. No, it's essential for so many of the things, such as positive mental health, or your happiness, as I keep saying, a sense of accomplishment. I mean, these are the things that you can write in your journal or talk with your friends about, and hopefully they back you 100%. And if not, then you choose to back yourself. Segment 5, reflection and call to action. It's now time to reflect on your own goals or challenges and consider how you will apply the one bite at a time mindset. Remember, this is your choice. These are your decisions. Don't let the universe or others control your decision. This is yours. It's time to really put things in motion, okay? And I'm going to offer you some steps. There are 10, and I'm going to keep it really short, but this is your time. This is your life. This is your power. Here we go. Number 1, set clear goals. Define your goal clearly and break it into smaller, specific objectives. Again, one bite at a time. Number 2, create a plan. Develop a step-by-step plan outlining how you will tackle each smaller task. Number 3, prioritize your tasks. Identify which tasks are most important or urgent and tackle them first. Keep this in mind. Unless you do the one or two tasks that are most important, nothing else matters. So that's how important this is. Number 5. Celebrate small wins. Goodness gracious, you got to celebrate the wins if you haven't said it 100 times already. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress as you accomplish each smaller task, which boosts motivation, okay? Number six, stay flexible. Be willing to adapt your plan as needed and make adjustments along the way. I like to call this map or a business plan, whatever you're making, a living, breathing document or a living, breathing progress. All right. And so you got to see it that way, and you have to be flexible and adapt to it. Number seven, probably one of the most important, manage your time. Allocate time for each task and stick to your schedule to ensure steady progress. One of the biggest crutches in my entire life was time management. And it wasn't until I learned what time blocking was, which I'll probably put in a different show, what time blocking was, that I really started to accomplish more and more each day, which then gave me more time to do personal things, again, outside of work, whatever the case might be. So be deliberate and purposeful about managing your time. Number eight, seek support. Don't hesitate to ask for help or seek guidance from others who have experience in overcoming similar challenges. It could be a coach, it could be a therapist, it could be a rabbi, it could be a priest, whatever the case, it could be a brother, sister. Going to a business and asking the business owner how they overcame things and what are their methods. Heck, get in touch with me. And there's a section on the website that's premier content, it's paid content, premium content, where you can get directly in touch with me and we can have sessions. Whatever the case is, seek support. Number nine, stay positive. Maintain a positive mindset and remind yourself of your ability to overcome obstacles. You know, staying positive is also a choice. Don't get me wrong, it is hard sometimes, but you have the power to decide to do that. You just have to practice. Number 10, stay persistent. Keep moving forward, even when faced with setbacks or obstacles. And remember that every small step counts towards achieving your goal. If you're having trouble going over the top of that wall, go around it, break through it. Whatever you need to do, get to the other side. Well, I've given you a lot of information, and you know, hopefully you'll be able to get a lot out of this particular show. This is a show that can launch a lot of things. And by really honing in on breaking these lofty goals into bite-sized chunks, you're going to start to see the progress toward overcoming your challenges and your goals. You know, as we conclude the show, as always, if you want to support the show, please subscribe to your favorite podcast channel if you haven't already. If you could go to my YouTube channel, like and subscribe there. I make these videos, these 1 minute, 2 minute teasers, and put them out to as many channels as possible. Same thing with Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. If you go and want to support the show that way, you got to type in the entire show name, and that's Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. And if you only put Challenge Accepted, it'll be something completely different. Well, here we are. At the end of the show, if or when you're faced with adversity, when you want more, when you're faced with so many options, when the goal or challenge feels so monumental, how will you manage? How will you break it down? What will you choose? What will you decide? Will you take one bite at a time, or will you choke because there's just too much to swallow? Will you crumble under pressure? Will you cave to the naysayers, or will you choose negativity? Or will you say, challenge accepted? I've got this. I want this. I know how to break this down one bite at a time. And my message to you, my friend, is you've got this. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself and make it happen. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Have a great week.